Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of another edition of IMAC, really, on this Saturday night, November 16th, with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Willie Boy William Rameau. What's up, Will, as usual?
Hey, what's up, Mac? Hey, what's up, everybody? How's everybody doing?
So tonight we're going to talk a little bit of entertainment news, of course. We're going to talk about the PS4 release, We're going to talk about some NBA. Begin the show off here. If you guys want to call in and share your views, opinions, or feedback, phone number is 646-721-9904. So we'll just finish watching what you want to call the NBA game, I guess, by the Knicks.
It looked like the Harlem Globetrotters versus a team from Rucker Park, the Washington Generals or something.
And the Knicks, 3-6 is their record right now. 1-5 at Madison Square Garden. They're playing horrible, man.
Oh,
this is
man.
Not what we expected when the season began. We thought this team was going to start really fresh, but here they're not looking like the Knicks that we saw last year.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing so horrible that you forget they won the first game of the season at MSG. I mean, the way they've been playing, it's like, you know, they don't want to come home the way how they're playing.
Exactly, man. I don't know what to make of this team, man. Jay, you got J.R. Smith. He hasn't played like the sixth man that he played last year.
Yeah.
And he's been shooting awful. And
Stoudemire is, you know, in typical form, you know. When he's healthy, you know, he plays well, and then afterwards he gets hurt. And then afterwards when he tries to come back, he's sluggish, trying to, you know, get his game back. And then by the time he gets his game back, guess what happens? He's injured again. I mean, all these guys on our team are injury prone when you think about it. Him, you know, Chandler, who's, you know, our best, you know, defender, you know, in the paint. But, I mean, you can clearly see when he's not there, you know, it's like, you know, no one is literally guarding the paint.
These fuckers, man. He's a J.R. Smith. He's still shooting bad. And this past week, he's been in some kind of Twitter feud or Twitter beef with Detroit Piston guard Brandon Jennings over J.R. Smith's little brother. You know, and I think Brandon Jennings tweeted that, you know, he's shocked that, you know, J.R. Smith's brother is on the Knicks and his brother is not. And, you know, I guess J.R. Smith went to Twitter to defend his little brother and says he hates people who talk trash on Twitter and then want to delete their tweets. Something like that, you know. I'm paraphrasing what he said.
Right.
But, and then later on he tweeted that he'd send his homies down to Detroit to, I guess, lay the smackdown on Brandon Jennings, you know, so.
Uh-oh, I hope that doesn't include Ron Artest or a.k.a. Meta World Peace, because, you know, like in, what was that, 04, you know, that wasn't a good, you know, experience for the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, so J.R., I mean, this is the second time in the last 7 months he's been signed by the NBA. He's fined for that marijuana abuse, substance abuse.
Yeah.
And now this, and, you know, and to add insult to injury, the guy's not playing well right now, you know?
Yeah.
Ridiculous, I mean.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. I mean,
and by the way, his brother sucks, by the way. I'm sorry.
Has his brother even played?
I have no idea.
Has he ever suited up? I mean, when I see him, he's always wearing a suit. I don't even think he's played yet.
Well, he might as well just join the Knicks City Dancers for all I care.
Yeah, but they don't play either because, you know, Dalton's been, you know, upset all season because of, you know, how this team is playing after he, you know, predicted them to win the NBA Finals.
And, like, he's been a shut up with that NBA Finals, right? Because this team might not even go to the playoffs.
Shoot, they need to be like Allen Iverson and say practice, man. Well, they are acting like Allen Iverson now that I think about it. They probably don't even practice. At least back in the days, at least the guys came and performed on the court.
I know, exactly. You know, these guys,
he didn't practice.
You know, exactly, man.
These guys really don't look like they practice.
Man, these New York teams are really. Well, at least the New York Giants are coming back. They're, like, winning, and the Jets are doing real good.
Yeah. So. The football teams are, you know, doing better. Giants are, you know, on a three-game winning streak after, you know, going off to that horrible 0-6 start.
Yeah.
Jets are, you know, playing well. But, yeah, the Knicks, man, what the heck is wrong with these guys?
I'm just going to, like, leave it alone. Hopefully they do better, you know, as the season goes along. But right now they look horrible.
They can't get any worse the way how they're playing. At home? And oh, yeah, one more thing. That first game of the season at MSG, they blew, like, a 26-point lead. So they easily could have lost that game, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So
exactly.
They're playing like the Isaiah Thomas Knicks right now.
You know, yeah.
They get blown out by, like, 26 points. They cut the lead to, like, 1 point, and after the other team go on a run, and that's it.
Shit. Well, if they keep this up, Dolan might bring back Isaiah Thomas, maybe. Who knows?
True. I don't think might survive this month the way how the Knicks are playing.
Shit. Last time I saw Isaiah, he was working at Dave & Buster's, right?
I think so.
Like the manager there or something.
Well, he did such a great job with the Knicks, so, you know, I guess his credentials, you know, position, I suppose.
But let's talk about some real news, enough with Nick talk.
Because that's not real news. I don't think we're an NBA team as of right now.
Yeah, I don't think anyone cares about the Knicks right now.
Until they get their second win at the Garden, they're not an NBA team.
But I want to talk about a guy. This guy is becoming a role model for so many guys out there. And he's a man's man is what I call him.
Oh, boy. I don't know who this guy is, but...
You don't know who he is?
I'm guessing this is going to be a red flag. Don't tell me it's Bieber you're talking about.
No, hell no, nah.
I was about to say, did you drink something?
Not Justin Bieber. Hell no, of course not. I'm talking about Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, that's right.
This dude, man, he's been so honest, so blunt with his remarks and with his allegations that the guy's like, he's probably one of the coolest mayors I've ever heard. Or I've ever seen.
Oh, my goodness.
He's been accused of smoking crack. He's even been called in video smoking crack, you know. And then he's denied it. But, of course, you know, he's then admitted it later that, yes, he did smoke crack. And he's been caught drunk. He's even admitted on that he was hammered. This past week, you know, he was, the media allegedly said that, you know, he flirted with one of his staffers, and he said to her that, she, you know, if she wanted oral sex or something like that. And then when they asked him a question regarding that, you know, this is what he had to say about those allegations.
Litigation will be starting shortly. I've had enough. That's why I warned you guys yesterday, be careful what you wrote. Okay, so that's all I have to say for now. And the next thing I want to call Mayor Britannia in Hamilton and tell them that we're going to have to spank the little tiger cats. Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
We might be going live.
I love that guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that the most honest mayor you've ever heard? I mean, this guy is one of the coolest mayors, man. Wow.
Well, I guess you could consider him honest since he lied first, and then once he got caught, he got me. But I guess by politician standards, I guess that's pretty honest.
This guy is not your typical mayor. I mean, he's not one of those good-looking mayors. He's not a fit guy. You know, he's fat, overweight. He wears football jerseys of his city's team. He gets hammered. He gets drunk. Flirts with women and smokes crack. I mean, goddamn, why should we have a man like that? You know, Bloomberg was boring for the last 12 years. You know. Seriously, Will, why can't we have a mayor as cool as this mayor? Gets away with a lot of shit like this.
Probably does, but we just don't know about it.
But the sad news is that because of all these allegations and his behavior, the city councilors, you know, they've voted to strip him of his powers. So they want him to step down, but he's trying to fight it right now in court.
He's not going
to
do it.
Yeah, he's not going to do it. So they're going to have to basically kick him out.
And apparently they don't have the power to kick him out. That's why they just stripped him of his powers.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Well, I mean, what did they use? Kryptonite? I mean, well, how do you do that? How do you somebody have their powers? My goodness, how do you do that?
I mean the crack part. That's a little. I mean, if it was cocaine,
you just answered the question. They took away his version of spinach.
Yep.
That's how you strip him of his powers.
But he reminds me, like, of Stone Cold Steve Austin, like, a guy who doesn't give a shit.
Or Babe Ruth.
Or Babe Ruth, you know, doesn't give a shit or curse, do what the hell he wants, you know. This man's like that, but, you know, the crack thing, I mean, you know, if he was cocaine, I would say that, you know, this guy's cool, man, he's like Scarface, you know. A crack, that's a little cheap and weak. They should have upgraded. You have a lot of money. Come on, you could do much better than crack. But... yeah, man, this man is awesome. But good luck to him. I'm sure a lot of people are protesting right now in Toronto who want his ass out.
I never hired Groblowski.
Huh?
I said I wonder how I Groblowski.
Who?
You know, Kyle's brother from South Park.
Oh, yeah.
No, he is Canadian.
Probably want him out too. Or then again, probably just look up to him, maybe. This guy's probably inspiring, you know, every little boy around Toronto.
Maybe.
If I was a mayor, you know, I wouldn't like smoke crack or, you know, I would get drunk, you know, and, you know, I would flirt with girls too. You know, don't get me wrong, but I'd make sure I don't get caught like this guy. I mean, this guy gets caught on video doing what he does. You gotta be sneaky about that if you're a mayor, man.
Pretty sure he thought he was.
Well, like I said, we'll see what happens with that. You know, I don't think he'll step down. You know, I think they'll have to force him, or someone will literally have to push him out of office if they can do that because he's so fat. But
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I think I don't think he's gonna step down. So, but we'll see. But the guy's And the guy's awesome, man. You need a man like that. And talking about outrageous behavior, Alec Baldwin might have had one of the craziest weeks a celebrity can never have in a week. This guy had an alleged stalker who has been stalking for, I think, the last, 10 years or something like that, right?
Yes.
And she looks like, this girl looks a little bit like Melanie Griffin a little bit. The stalker girl. Have you seen pictures of her?
I think I saw footage.
Yeah, she looks a little bit like Melanie Griffin, and she stalked him. She sent him emails and messages demanding that he fly her out to New York City and have her live with him, and also, you know, made some other requests, some crazy requests that she wanted, like free spas. And all the money that she could have, and, you know, things, money to take care of her mother, all these demands that she was requesting. And she basically harassed Alec Baldwin, you know, for 10 years, claiming that she had a sexual relationship with him, although he denies it, you know. But this past week, the judge ruled that the stalker was guilty of harassing and stalking Alec Baldwin, and she was sentenced to 210 days in jail. So right now she's behind bars, but, you know, when she gets out, hopefully she doesn't, you know, continue to stalk him, you know, or else, you know, Alec Baldwin might have to go to her house and punch her in the face or something to make her stop, because this girl is crazy.
I'm sure it feels.
Yeah. And Alec Baldwin is, and after the win in the court, he got into several confrontations with some paparazzi and reporters. You know, he told one of the Fox Fox 5 New York sports, Fox 5 New York reporters to F off. And then he called one another reporter a faggot. And, you know, he's been getting a lot of criticism for that because, you know, people now think he's a homophobic. But then again, you know, this is not the first time he said homophobic slurs like that. You know, he's said it in the past. Yeah, and he's gotten away with it. So, but this time, you know, he's getting a lot of heat from the LGBT, I think is what they call them, the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Alliance. So he had to apologize because of that slur. You know, at first he said he didn't use that F word. He said fathead, not faggot, is what he said. But, you know, he later admitted that he did say it and he apologized. But the show that he has on MSNBC, right now it's they've pulled it off of their network for 2 weeks or so. So he's facing a lot of heat right now. You know? I think he does have some anger issues. He definitely needs to see some counseling or have to go to some anger management or something. This guy has been out of control.
He's an interview where he's basically killing a pop.
Well, I can't hear you, Will.
No, I said that he's. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you much better.
Yeah, I was saying that he's done interviews, basically saying, you know, talking about how he thinks about killing a paparazzi and watching the person die in front of him. I mean,
well, these paparazzi, man, they're like everywhere. They're like they're like stalkers now themselves.
Yeah, and they provoke people.
Exactly.
That crazy. I mean, and you know, people like him and Kanye always take the bait.
Yeah, but he's got to be smarter than that. I mean, he can't take the bait. He's got to, like, you know, avoid them and try not to get into confrontations with them like this, you know?
Exactly.
It's been crazy. He's had, like, three or four confrontations this past week alone. These paparazzi and reporters.
It must be a slow week for him.
I don't know, man. She's crazy. So anyway, another news. PS4 came out this past week.
Oh yeah.
And
speaking
I told
of
you.
Saw South Park.
No, I missed South Park again. Again, man. I gotta catch up on that because I think I'm like 3-4 weeks behind, maybe. So.
Yeah, they had an episode about the console wars.
Well, don't spoil anything because
I'll have to watch that later. The only thing I was gonna spoil about it is that they were wearing. If you look closely at the episode, the kids are dressing up in costume just like how they're going to dress up in the video game.
Well, wow. I got to see that.
So that's basically, you know, that's basically all I was going to tell you. I was going to, since you said you didn't watch it, I'm not going to spoil it for you or anybody listening to the show right now who happened to not watch it. So.
Yeah, I got to catch up on that. There's a lot of shows I've been missing lately.
I know how you feel.
So, but I'll definitely catch up. I'll definitely see that. If they give it tomorrow on Comedy Central, I'll definitely watch it. But
yeah, South Park's probably like one of the few shows I'm actually, you know,
watching
on schedule. But there's a bunch of shows I'm like behind myself.
Yeah. But PS4, I mean, I told you, like, I pre-ordered it. And I then canceled the pre-order because I was thinking about Halo. Like, I want Xbox One just for the Halo games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this Halo 4 that came out, you know, earlier this year, it was really good. It was a good game. And I want to play the rest of the games.
Right.
And that would entail me getting Xbox One, but I want to get PS4, but right now I'm torn. I don't know what to do.
So is Halo still exclusively for Xbox games?
Well, it's going to be on Xbox One now. It won't be on Xbox 360.
Right.
So if you want to play the rest of the new Halo trilogy, you got to get Xbox One.
So it's on it's on the PS games. They still didn't make it
Halo? No. Halo was never on PlayStation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's still exclusively on Xbox.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That will always be for Microsoft only.
All right,
PlayStation
right.
will never have the rights
right.
for that game.
Right.
But yeah,
because Bungie had a control of it, and who was the other group that took it? Wasn't it another group? 343.
Yeah. What's 643 or what's the name of it?
I think it's 343.
Something like that. Yeah.
So,
but they still have a deal with Microsoft, so it's not gonna. You won't see any Halo game ever for PlayStation.
Yeah, then that's, you know what? I think Xbox is better. Xbox One is better than PS4.
Well, you know, the PS4, well, the thing that made PS4, the thing that originally made it better than Xbox was that you can play any games, whether you share it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that on PlayStation 4, but Xbox,
yeah,
you couldn't do that.
And then they
changed it
between their legs because they saw they were about to lose their war.
Exactly.
Console war, so.
Exactly. They changed it. So now, I think that it's kind of even now.
Exactly.
You know? So I'm like, I don't know. I still don't know. And it came out this past week. A lot of people got it, but I've been reading some reviews. Some people are a little disappointed. They feel like it's just, it hasn't changed. It's still the same PlayStation 3, except that you don't have the backwards compatibility like you did.
Yeah, that sucks. That's right there why I don't think I'll ever get inside this console war, because I don't like how these consoles are going backwards. No pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
So by not adding, you know, backwards compatibility. I mean, the PlayStation was like the first system that started the whole backward compatibility stuff with PS2.
Yep.
And then they became the first system to start this whole backsliding on the backwards compatibility when they PS3 took out the functionality of, I think, PS1 or PS2.
Yep.
On the PS3. And then ever since, all these systems are starting to do this too, so
yeah.
I know, man. They need to redeem themselves.
Well, I'm going to hold off on both of them right now.
Yeah.
I might just get the Retron 5.
Yeah.
That'll be better, right? Just playing some old school games instead of these new school games.
Yeah, I mean, if I was buying, I mean, I'd get the Retron 5 and or Wii U to, you know, get some old school games too. But, yeah, these systems, man, they're, I don't know, man. The way how they're treating, their fans is disrespectful. I mean, how you're not going to have backwards compatibility? Just pony up the extra bucks and do it.
Yeah, they want to save money. That's the point.
Exactly. And then on the top of that, Xbox Live Arcade, those aren't even backwards compatible. They don't transfer over, but you transfer over their achievements. I mean, come on. What kind of lame thing attempt were they even thinking about?
Man,
like,
I'm
really care about the
Simpsons because of that. Yeah,
actually,
I'm
about
almost
playing
done.
The game. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I'm almost done because of that, of those reasons.
I know they're
systems.
These companies are now—they're only shooting themselves in the foot. They're shooting themselves in the head, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is economic suicide. What these companies are doing. Give the fans what they want, and we'll pay whatever money, whatever amount you tell us to pay. It's not that difficult.
And you know, I was watching a video online. This kid just bought a PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he decided to do with it?
What, break it?
He decided to break it.
What?
I don't know why he decided to do that, but I don't know if it was for attention or YouTube views, but...
See, that's what happened. That's what happened when a spoiled kid gets whatever they want. You know, when you get whatever you want, you become spoiled. You become entitled. And that's what happened to this kid. This kid basically bought a PS4. I'm guessing. I didn't see the video. Just to prove that he could get it, and then he just destroyed it.
Yo, if I was on the line and I saw someone come out with PS4, and then they started breaking it, I would beat the shit out of that person. You know, another person could have gotten that instead.
Exactly. Exactly. That's greedy.
Ridiculous, man.
That's greedy. That is straight up greedy.
a waste. I mean, I know Sony doesn't care because they got their money, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's like, you know, OJ mentality. You know, if I can't have you, no one can have you. You know, it's just messed up.
I'd have beat the shit out of that kid. I would have broke him just like he broke that game.
That's messed up.
Took that bat and stuck it up his ass.
But this Xbox PS4 battle, I mean, this is probably the biggest gaming battle since Nintendo and Sega. Genesis,
yeah,
probably.
It is. It is.
But I'm not getting into this battle. I'm staying out. I'm being Switzerland on this one. I'm being neutral.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Right now, I'm going to hold off. I'm going to – I have to do some more thinking. So, again, I might just get Retron right now. So, we'll see.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
Gonna have to do some more thinking, but I'll let you guys know what I do. What's my decision this upcoming Christmas? And moving on, a heartbreaking story. Well, heartbreaking, but I guess this kid named Ryan Ferguson, he was in prison for 10 years for a murder he didn't commit.
I heard about this.
After 10 years, he's been free because you know the kid who originally, you know, said he was guilty of the murder, says he lied and made it up. You know, and this guy was locked up for 10 years because a person that he called a friend lied on him. And, you know, he had to endure, you know, all those 10 years behind bars, not seeing family, not seeing friends, not seeing the outside world. And now he's been set free. But if I was him, man, that friend, I mean, those are the type of friends that you don't hang around with.
Of course.
You don't. I mean, he should have known when he met that guy is bad news. I mean, they drank together, went to bars. I mean, friends like that, you can't have around you, especially if they're going to lie on you like that.
Yeah, it's like the old saying, with friends like with these, who needs any enemies?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
I mean, that's how it is nowadays. I mean, frenemies? What the heck a word is that? Frenemies?
If you have a friend, you shouldn't be friends with that person at all.
You know what I'm saying? People who are my enemies and I'm going to pretend you're my friend? I mean, come on. Heck no.
You need to cut ties with those people.
Exactly.
Because, you know, there's a lot of fake friends out there. A lot of fake friends, a lot of friends that are enemies. But you got to just keep real friends around you and cut all ties with fake friends or friends that you think are not really your friends, you know?
Exactly. I mean, it's better to have no friends than to be filled in a room with a bunch of yes people who just want to leech off you, and then once you go bankrupt, they just abandon you.
Yep. And 10 years in prison, wow.
That is wow.
Well, he survived it all, you know? He was strong throughout that ordeal, and back with his family now, so, you know,
thank God he's out, and, you know, he's kept his sanity, because, I mean, going through something like that, and you're telling people that you didn't do it, and, you know, and you're suffering for something you didn't even do, I mean, that's messed up.
Yeah, man, and not seeing a girl to bang in years? Damn, man. I don't know if I'd go gay, but I would do some weird stuff in jail.
Well, that's on you.
No, I'm saying I would not. I said I don't think I would have gone gay, but I would have, like, if there's no woman in jail with me, I would, like, bang things out of anything that was available, any object in the room, like holes in the wall, you know, just make up random stuff, you know.
What about if you weren't alone?
Well, I'm not going to do that around that person. Make sure I do it when they're not there or when they're sleeping. You know? But, yeah, I mean, 10 years, that's a long time to be behind bars. But, you know, hey, he survived it. He survived that whole ordeal. So, like I said, you know.
Shoot.
Shout out to him.
One second behind bars for something you didn't do, that's messed up.
Yeah.
10 years, I mean, my God, man.
It's like Shawshank
Redemption, man.
It is. It's exactly like that. Although he ended up,
But that was his fault, though.
Well, I'm saying he ended up doing something behind bars that
But no, that was. But remember, his character got raped. He didn't. You know.
No, he actually fell in love with a man behind bars.
Oh, you're thinking about Midnight Express.
Oh yeah, right. You're right about that. Shawshank Redemption was something different, right?
Right.
I am thinking about Midnight Express. Yeah, you're right. But
I mean, he did get caught for something he did do, but I mean, it was just the decision was so astronomically severe.
Exactly. Right.
And no pun intended.
Well, Ryan Ferguson, he's going to get a lot of money from the state because of that. A lot of money.
Yeah.
10 years worth of money.
Oh, yeah. He should sue the pants off them and drain every cent and make Scrooge McDuck jealous.
And finally, before we wrap up the show, I was reading an article online. This UK girl, 17 years old, well, 19 years old now, but at 17 years old, she found out that she had no vagina.
What?
Yeah. She, from the outside, when she looked at her body, everything looked normal, you know, the appearance, she looked like she had a normal vagina, you know, but when she went to a gynecologist and they did some testing, they found out that internally she doesn't have any ovaries, she doesn't have any uterus, and she doesn't have any vaginal opening.
Huh.
So she has this syndrome called MRKH, where, you have no womb, cervix, or vaginal opening.
Wow.
So, you know, the hole where the vagina would be, there's just a dimple there.
Wow.
I mean, it can be stretched, you know, and right now, they are performing some kind of surgery to open it up a little bit.
I never heard of that.
But she can't have any babies in the future, so she's going to have to adopt. And she didn't know until she was 17.
Wow.
She didn't have any periods or nothing. And it wasn't until she went to the gynecologist that, you know, they found out about that. And the girl's a pretty girl. I saw a picture of her. She's pretty. I mean, I would date a girl like that.
Well, yeah, and it's not her fault.
Yeah, she was just born like that. And, you know, she says she's going to tell any guy that she dates, she's going to tell them about her condition up front so that they know.
Good.
So she's not going to lie or, you know.
That's good.
And, you know, any guy that can't accept it, she's not going to date them. Plain and simple.
Rightfully so.
I was watching a video of her. She's singing that. She's very cute.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah, hey, even if we can't have vaginal sex, I mean, there's always the butt. Right? As long as there's some kind of opening on her, I'm good.
That sounds like a show from South Park. So it would be.
Right? Don't you agree with me? As long as there's some kind of hole on her, I'm good. But yeah, she's pretty. I mean, like, you know, if I fall in love with a girl, I don't think that's going to really matter. That's going to be much important to me anyway. I mean, maybe not having children of our own, that might be the only negative. But then again, we can always adopt. So, yeah. But, I mean, how do you feel about the situation? How would you feel if you had you liked a girl and, you know, all of a sudden you find out that, you know, she can't have kids?
Well, I mean, I agree with you 100%. I mean, it's not her fault. I mean, she can't. You know, am I going to penalize her for that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she was just born like that. You know?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, is she, like, masturbate or just, like, put a finger to try to find out if she has one or not?
Are you saying, like, how did she figure that out, you're saying?
No, like, didn't she, like, I mean, like, you know, when we're younger, we explore our bodies, you know, to find out more about ourselves, you know. I'm surprised she didn't, like, touch down there just to feel if there's any kind of hole. Or if she didn't watch any porn, you know.
I have no idea.
It's hard to believe that someone doesn't realize that they have a vaginal open until they're 17 years old. That's strange. That's like a guy, you know, realizing at 17 he doesn't have balls. Seriously, it's like that. It's just, it's like the same comparison.
I didn't think of it that way, but you do have a point there.
Weird. Well, hey, like I said before, I mean, you know, any guy that's going to be with her, you know, you're going to have to accept the fact that, you know, can't have kids, and her vagina might not be as tight as some other girls. Well, then again, it might be tighter, actually.
Trying to fix that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, she didn't have a hole before, so it's going to probably be very tight when you get up in there.
Yeah, it'll be like the Knicks defense.
But anyway, yeah, we have to end the show. You have any last thoughts or any last...
Sure.
Shout-outs?
Thoughts, yeah. You know, check out this show every Saturday at 11 p.m. IMAC. And then tomorrow, every Sunday at 7 p.m. I mean, rather, 6 p.m. Forgive me about that. Sunday, 6 p.m., check out my show, Sports Urban Legend. We'll talk sports, entertainment, everything else. So come back here tomorrow, 6 p.m., and check out the show.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to start out the music here. Fucking the play is frozen. But in the meantime, we'll just give a little preview of what you'll talk about on your show tomorrow. Yeah, well, I'll cue this up.
You know, we're going to talk about, you know, unfortunately, the Knicks debacle. You know, we're going to talk about the Nets. You know, of course, they, you know, how they did against the Kings. I think they're playing the Kings right now. No, Clippers, I think. And we'll also talk about the game they won on a buzzer beater last night. So, you know, we'll talk about what's going on in Hot Stove and football. You know how it is. You know, check it out tomorrow, and, you know, we'll give you some surprises.
Yeah, check out our show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend at 6, and check out this show, IMAC, as usual, on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. No music because the damn music's not working, so I'll see you next week. Peace.